Cloudcast Media.
Welcome to Your Next Mission Podcast with the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley. Proudly presented by Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans.
Good day out there, veterans and families, and welcome to Your Next Mission, a new program initiative of the American Freedom Foundation. I'm Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major, and your host. I always love saying that. We have a great show for you today. We're going to focus on the military spouse and what they go through to in accepting the new and great responsibilities. Now, before we get started, I want to thank our presenting sponsors, Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans for making Your Next Mission happen. They love our veterans and families, and there's no question we love them too. There's no question about that. As I mentioned, today's theme is the military spouse, and I'm so excited to introduce Nathan Petrowski, first class machinist technician, U.S. Coast Guard. I hope he would have been the Army. U.S. Coast Guard, and Casey Petrowski, business analyst and AC performance coach training. Welcome, Nathan. Casey, so good to have you on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You're glad to be here? You don't want to be nowhere else, I hope, anyway.
You're right.
Yeah. I know the audience is eager to hear about you and Casey becoming, especially Casey becoming a military spouse. But before we get into that, can each one of you tell us a little bit about yourself before we even get started?
Yeah. Thank you for that introduction, Sergeant Major Tilley. And thank you for having us both on the show today. So I'm relatively new to the military spouse community. I have been a military spouse for ongoing 5 years, and we will be completing our third Coast Guard unit together in just that short amount of time.
Oh, my goodness.
So aside from being a military spouse, I'm a mother to a three-year-old, a recent Purdue University Global graduate.
Congratulations on that, Purdue grad. All right. Okay.
Thank you. And as you mentioned, I'm also a business analyst for a life sciences consulting firm. And I'm also training virtually in the United Kingdom to become an associated certified performance coach, recognized through the International Coaching Federation.
Oh my God, Casey, is there anything you're not doing? My God, that's unbelievable. You know, I don't want to talk about me. Well, I always like talking about me, but that's unbelievable. Congratulations. You're sort of, you know, raising the bar a little bit. That's super. Nathan, go ahead, buddy. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I know your dad was a command sergeant major in the United States Army, but tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, thank you. Well, good morning, Sergeant Major Tilley. So I've been in the Coast Guard now for just shy of 10 years. I haven't traveled around too much. I was first stationed in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin on one of the icebreakers. That's where I started out my machinery technician career. From there, I took it down to Charleston, South Carolina, where I met Casey. Did a four-year tour down there at a small boat station. And now I'm currently the engineer petty officer, basically like the engineering manager of a unit at Aids to Navigation Team, Saginaw River, Michigan. Little personal stuff about myself. I've basically been in school that entire time. I got in school in 2013. Yes, it's been taking me a long time, but I've been using tuition assistance to gain my education rather than using my GI Bill. That's just a little bit about me and my career. And yeah.
There's two things I want to say. One is hopefully you're going to Purdue University because they got a great school. And if you're not, don't say anything. Don't say anything. And the second thing is was it love at first sight when you seen Casey? Did you, I see her standing there and I know I love her.
It's funny. I mean, it's immediately when I walked through the door where we actually met, it eyes locked on. I was in pursuit right away.
it was like everything else was a blur for him on the side. Then he opens up that door, like the wind just blows through and he sees me.
You know, it's really funny. When I first met my wife, she didn't like me at all. I really, she was a blind date, and I took her on a date, and I remember saying good, it was sort of cold. We was in Georgia, Fort Benning, Georgia. It was really cold outside, I guess. And she was in a car, and I'm saying goodnight to her, and she just rolled the window up. You know, like, you know, back then we had cranks, but yeah, she didn't like me. So I guess that's why I pursued her a little bit, but I've been married quite a while. One last question before we get into a bunch of other questions. Who's in charge of the house? I mean, who's in charge altogether? Is Nathan, is you, or is it Casey? And remember now, you can't tell a lie. You got to tell the truth. Nathan, who's in charge?
I'm not going to answer that, Sergeant Major.
I feel like Sergeant Major already knows the answer.
I do know the answer. I've been married a long time. I make all the big decisions, like, first of all, there's never no big decision ever come up. So
yeah.
I guess every decision she makes. All right. Hey, Casey.
And to be fair, our toddler actually runs the house right now. So
that's so true. That's so true. Hey, Casey, can you tell us how and when you went and what circumstances you became a military spouse, and what are some of the challenges that you face? I know there's a lot of challenges for military spouse, and we want to get into that. So what challenges do you face?
Absolutely. Nate and I met during his assignment in Charleston, South Carolina. And at the time that we met, I was working as a behavioral therapist for children and teens.
I could use you, that's for sure. Go ahead.
I'm analyzing you right now.
Oh, no. Okay, never mind.
And I was also about 1 year into building and running a therapy practice with one of my mentors at that time. So I had absolutely no plans of leaving that career or leaving Charleston behind. In fact, more of my conversations looked a lot like, where are we going? Where are we now as a business? And where are we looking to go? Mm-hmm. Not, I wonder what it might be like to be a military spouse. Yeah. As things started to evolve long-term for Nate and I had already thought of different ways that I could keep my job. I thought about being my own external consultant, opening up a branch of our practice wherever we would move to. And I thought to myself, you know, I'll figure it out. I always do. But before I knew it, Sergeant Major, we got married in 2017. I had my daughter in 2018 and then had to prepare for our new move to our new unit in 2019. So I made the executive decision to leave my job to take care of my daughter. And being a first-time mom, I wanted to ensure that I felt as comfortable as I possibly could raising her in conjunction with preparing for a move away from what I had called home for so many years.
Yeah. It's tough. You know, I'm sitting there listening. Nate, I just call you Nate. She calls you Nate. I can call you Nate. Okay. So Nate, she is so well organized. It's sort of scary, isn't it? I mean, but on that side of the house, it's really neat that you really got everything laid out for you. And I think that's probably great advice to all military spouses about having a plan. And sitting down with your spouse and say, hey, here's where I am today. And here's what I want to be, you know, 20 years or 10 years or 15 years or 30 years down the road. Where do I want to be? And where does my life need to take us as a team down the road? So that's not unbelievable. You're a smart young lady. There's no question about that. But that's great. That's the way to plan your life. Go ahead. You was going to say something. Yeah.
And I was going to say, this is not a circumstance that's new to a military spouse, right?
Yeah.
We have to do this every 3 to 4 years, but it was new for me.
Yeah.
But with that said, resilience and being adaptable is not something that's new to me. So I felt like I was capable of making the best out of that situation.
Yeah. Yeah, you just say being adaptable. That is so important because the military, you know, just I know the Army does, and I'm sure the Coast Guard, you know, things change very quickly, and it changes based on what's going on in the world. And being able to adapt and adjust to any situation is really important. And the other thing that does for you, too, is it takes the stress off of your life. If you get frustrated by all those things that occur, and I don't have much hair now, but you'd be pulling your hair out, and your whole life is sort of disrupted. You're always angry about stuff. So being able to adjust and to adapt, I think that's really a key. And one last thing before I asked you, Nate, here real quick, is that's what I did all my life. Things occur. I try not to get angry and I try not to get frustrated. Of course, when you're a little bit younger, you do get frustrated. And I think for some spouses that are a little bit younger, it's really tough and it's a heck of an adjustment. But it's good to hear that you're making that adjustment. It's and hopefully you're helping other spouses, and I'm sure you are. So, hey, Nate, do you want to – Nate, I love that. Nate, I think that sounds pretty cool. Nate, do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, no, I mean, for our first unit together, you know, Casey really has stepped up to the plate as a military spouse. As soon as we got here, we pretty much knew that there wasn't a whole lot of opportunity for her then current career field at the time. So we basically, you know, got together, made the executive decision, and she decided to enroll at Purdue University. Yeah. And from that point on, it was just, she put wings on and kept flying, you know, through all these things that she's been doing. So it's been incredible to watch her grow and watch her, you know, manipulate the situation to the best of her ability.
Yeah.
You know, because she's beating it. You know, she is adapting just like we just talked about. And I talk about it with my guys all the time. Like you just said, find that next goal, find that next thing, because yes, you're here now, but you still have a future. You need to have a plan. Yep. You always have to have a plan. Right. So
yeah. Nate, I'm going to say for you, she's incredible. All spouses are incredible. And you said a lot of really great things there, but one of the things I want to focus on real quick is the team aspect. It's a team. And especially being, not to say you guys are newlyweds, but in my mind, you probably still are newlyweds. But the fact that you communicate with each other, you know, that's the key to success in life and just in everything. If everything's not going to be perfect, but you talk back and forth, you come up with a logical answer and what we are going to do as a family to move forward. And I think that's my hat's off to you. That's the way to do it. It took me a little while to learn that lesson. After being abused a little bit, I quickly learned that I didn't make any big decisions. We talked about that a minute ago. I don't want to go into that again. But that's really good. You guys are just listening to you talk about how you prepared your life. I wish everybody would do the same thing. You guys really have it together. And I'm certainly proud of you. And I'm sure your mothers and fathers are proud. And if your son could tell you, I'm sure, is he a little boy, a little girl,
Amelia.
Is she, how old is she? Three?
She's three.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is she saying anything like, you guys are really smart or anything?
Oh yeah. We have.
Among other words.
Yeah. Among other things.
Well, we don't want no bad words. It's good words.
Yeah. Who she's mad at for the day.
Yeah, no. There you go.
She's awesome. But beyond having a big personality, she like will tell you when you are being a good human. So she'll be like, mommy, you're so strong. Mommy, you're so smart. Mommy, you're beautiful. Or daddy, you're so smart. Daddy, you're beautiful.
Oh, that, and don't you just love it?
Oh yeah, we eat it all up.
Yeah.
But then, you know, snack time comes around and we want snacks for dinner and then we can't have that. And then she turns into another human.
Yeah. Well, just real quick. You know, I enjoy why they're small because they get yes. big too fast. And you have a precious person in your hands to develop and grow and be an asset to our country. I know you guys are going to do well because you're a great, great family. I can tell that just talking to you on this podcast and looking at you on the podcast too. And you're listening to Your Next Mission podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley. I always love saying my name, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. Casey, to continue your discussion, you've had quite a neat process that you developed to help you overcome some of the challenge you just mentioned as a military spouse. Can you elaborate just a little bit more about that?
Yes, this is quite possibly my favorite thing to discuss, so I'm going to try to keep this concise.
Okay. I knew you was going to do that. Go ahead.
Ever since I was a child, I have had such a strong imagination or ability to imagine things. So I was that kid in school that always you'd find me daydreaming or drawing when I should have probably been taking notes and imagining where I was going to go in the next phase of my life. But at the time that we made our first transfer to Michigan and being a new mom, especially with a newborn, you aren't really thinking about, okay, well, where do I want to be in the next 5 years? More like, when is nap time?
Yeah.
what is my next break?
Yeah.
But it hit me one day, you know, those days you wake up and you're just sick and tired of being sick and tired. Right. And so I reminded myself that I'm the only person that can change my circumstances.
Yep.
So in talking to a fellow Coast Guard military spouse, actually, who works for the company Salesforce, she reached out to me and she said, "Hey, I don't know if you'd be interested, but my company is developing this program for active duty, veteran, and military spouses to excel their career in the information technology space."
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, there's no possible way I can code. But in reality, you know, reality set in for me and I said, but what do I have to lose?
Yeah.
Right. So I actually got into a program called Salesforce Military, and I was happy to find that it was not just coding. There were other areas I could certify myself as a military spouse for free. I took my vivid imagination and I imagined myself working with an organization that was 100% remote. So I wasn't forced to switch careers every 3 to 4 years. I also imagined an organization whose core values aligned to my own. That was very important for me. And I imagined making a difference and keeping the same passion I had for helping others develop a solution that works for them. And so within just 6 months of researching and developing knowledge around Salesforce, I became certified on the very exact date that I had put on a calendar when I started visualizing. And then about 4 to 6 months after I became certified, I received my first job offer with an organization that was 100% remote and with core values that aligned to my own.
Wow.
So I believe very much in the ability to imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's a great process that you have there. I think a lot of people get stuck on it's too hard. I can't do it. I don't, I'm not qualified, mm-hmm. or whatever. And years ago, I don't know who even said that to me, but I remembered it. It says, there's a lot of people as good as I am, but there's nobody better. And I've always said, if I want to do it, I can do it. The only thing that ever stops me in life is me. And I tell people all the time, I'm, you know, probably not the smartest guy in the world. I'm sure there's a lot of people a lot smarter than I am, that's for sure. But I enjoy life. I give back as much as I can. I help people as much as I can. Give back. But, you know, I'm going to do all I can till the day I die. And that's what our organization does. You know, Your Next Mission and the American Freedom Foundation. That's what we're going to do to help veterans and families. Nate, you want to add anything to what Casey said right there? And how did you know, really, quite frankly, how did you help her adjust to the role in her life there a little bit? Or did you? Or did you just sit back and not say anything?
No. Not with a baby and a toddler.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, there's so many words that come to mind, but I guess it's just trying to catch up to her and how much she has to sacrifice as a military spouse. Yeah. You know, and realizing, you know, taking that big swallow, that sucking up my pride, and saying, okay, you know what, you sacrifice so much every 3 to 4 years when we move. It's time for me to sacrifice something, you know? So whether that be, you know, time, investment, patience, anything you can think of, you know, I spoke earlier about me using tuition assistance, to gain my education. And we kind of sat down for her education when she was going to enroll, at Purdue. And we were like, you know what, financially, it's just not smart to be taking out more student loans. So I ended up giving her my entire GI Bill. So that investment into your spouse, you know, it not only helps them and pursue their career goals in their life and what they want to do, but at the end of the day, you know, it can keep you out of financial hardship down the road.
Yes,
it's an investment of money and time, you know, but if you make it through those years of school and education and get those jobs that you want, you know, finish it, you'll be set up.
Yeah, I think she's gotten her education and you're trying to piecemeal it as you go forward like that. I'd set a goal for myself at, 15 years or 18 years in the Coast Guard. I want to make sure I have my bachelor's or master's degree or whatever. And Casey, you ought to continue to get your education. That's for doggone sure. You guys certainly have a great plan. I used to, when I was on active duty, And when I first went in the service, education wasn't really the focus on none of the military services, but now it's a tremendous focus. The other thing is important is it puts you in a different category financially. You know, if you're, I always say, if you have an associate degree, it's so much, and a bachelor's is so much, and a master's. And so it gives you a little bit of a negotiation process there a little bit, whoever you're trying to work with. But you got to plan for the future. You got to plan when you retire from the Coast Guard, how many, every years you want to stay in the Coast Guard. But when you do retire, it really sort of lays it out for you a whole heck of a lot better. So you guys are certainly on the right track. And I know Purdue is just doing a wonderful job, Casey, or has done a wonderful job with you as far as getting your education. You're listening to Your Next Mission podcast, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This Your Next Mission podcast is made possible by the Cavalry Agency. They help brands dominate no matter their size. Ideas, strategy, action. This is Cavalry. Learn more at cavalry.com. Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Purdue Global, providing affordable online education for hardworking adults. Learn more about a personalized, innovative, and world-class education at PurdueGlobal.edu. Veterans United Home Loans, the number one VA lender for 5 straight years. If you're buying, they're funding your dreams. Learn more at VeteransUnited.com.
Welcome back. I'm the 12th Sergeant Major in the Army, Jack L. Tilley, and we're blessed to be here today with Nate, and Casey Petrowski talking about some of the different challenges a new military spouse is facing, and there's so many of them, and I just can't thank Casey enough for telling the audience about those challenges. But I want to hear from our listeners. I want you to reach out to me directly. Tell us about your transition. Tell us about what topics you'd like us to cover. You know, this podcast is not about me. It's not about none of us. It's about us. And Casey and Nate talked about a team, and we want to hear from you. We want you to tell us what you'd like to have on a podcast. You can call or text me at 844-424-1134, and I'll actually reach out to you. I may call you back and ask you what you want. Or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Okay, let's pick it up where we left off. Casey, I'm a firm believer that education is the key to success, not just on active duty, but in life. And how has that education helped you deal with some of these challenges we've been discussing?
Yeah, I am and will always be a lifelong learner. So education is paramount in my life. Mm-hmm. In imagining the next phase as a performance coach, I imagine myself already in that role. So what did it look like? How did it feel? What exactly did I need to know in order to help my clients? What education did I need to have? So I started with my end goal and I worked backward or reverse engineer, establishing that I wanted to be certified and recognized by the International Coaching Federation. But then prior to that, I would have obtained my master's in organizational leadership because leadership, while it's a large concept, is important to understand when you're creating change, whether that's in a military unit, an organization, or even a household. So with obtaining my master's being my starting point, I researched all the institutions that I could. I researched institutions that would support my learning journey and what I wanted to accomplish. And then in addition, supported me as a military spouse, which is where I found Purdue University Global. So just to put some numbers into perspective, Sergeant Major, according to the Military Spouse Employment Partnership, 18% of military spouses have some college education, 25% have a bachelor's, and 10% have an advanced degree. So for those who want to obtain a college education, we should be looking at these numbers to figure out how we can improve them and make education more affordable and accessible for military families.
Yeah, no. Go ahead, Casey. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say institutions like Purdue University Global develop programs for the working adult. And so I was in class with military spouses and active duty members that worked. But I was also in classes with military spouses that were stay-at-home parents like myself until I was hired.
So, wow. Hey, Casey, when you reached out to Purdue, did they evaluate your records and say, hey, look, you did this, this, and this, you have like 30 hours or 20 hours or 10 hours. And then they, did they develop a program specifically for you to start to get your degree? Is that how it all worked out for you? Tell me how it worked out, how you started that.
Yeah. So for me, since my master's fell into the School of Business and Information Technology, but my bachelor's is actually in psychology, I had to figure out how to get the core business knowledge prior to actually getting into my core leadership classes, which was important for me. It was something, you know, business knowledge is something I really wanted to have. So they evaluated the program that I would eventually join in the Masters of Management and Leadership. And then from there, I took an entrance exam and took my first business course. And then upon completing that business course, I was able to get into my core leadership classes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was a very adaptable and flexible program.
Yeah. Did a couple more questions there. One is, did you have somebody that was a counselor that had military background assist you in that process? And two is, did Purdue give you any kind of, you know, being a military spouse, any kind of discounts or anything to go to school?
Yeah. So my personal advisor was not a military or like affiliated with the military in any way. Mm-hmm. However, she did complete the program that I was entering in.
Oh, wow.
So she was, you know, she would be a really great resource for anybody that's interested in that program, just to talk to her about, you know, what to expect. And then as far as discounts, yes. So Purdue University Global also discounts tuition for each term for active duty, veteran, and military spouses.
Mm-hmm. How much, can you remember how much of a discount it was? 10%, 15%?
Yes, I checked and it was $194. So that's pretty good.
What would the total cost have been? Was it like $300-$400 or?
For like the discount in total?
Yeah. Oh, I know. I mean, if you're going to a class and you had to pay so much, again, looking for the, like, is a class normally, you said it was $194, but it would have been before your discount.
It would have been, gosh, I would say at least $400 to $500.
Wow. That's quite a bit of a discount. I mean, that's,
yeah.
But that's probably not is it for every class that's like that?
It's for every term.
Every term. Okay. So term. So we're talking about terms. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Each term you might have, you know, two or three classes. They're about 6 weeks long, mm-hmm. Which is also great for the working adult, right? It's very flexible, but the material is still challenging enough that it's the same, you know, the material is just as challenging as if you were at your traditional brick and mortar.
Yeah. Yeah. What if, I know in a lot of services, all the other services, including the Coast Guard, sometimes things come up and you have to move or whatever, and you're not able to make the class. Is there a problem if you miss a class or do something, or they work with you on that?
Absolutely. I had so many professors that either had prior military backgrounds themselves, or they just really understood, even if they didn't have that prior military background, they were very understanding of certain circumstances. So I, you know, personally, I didn't have to request any time off away from class. Mm-hmm. But if I did, I have no doubt in my mind that any of my professors, you know, would have been more than okay with giving me that time.
Yeah. Hey, Nathan, you want to add anything to that? Nate, I see you over there daydreaming.
Yeah. I mean,
but you're doing the right thing. You're sitting there listening to your wife talk. I know you had your eyes on listening to it. So you can repeat everything she said, I'm sure. Go ahead, Nate.
Yeah, no, I just, you know, for everybody listening out there, especially the active duty member themselves, I just want to point out how easy it is to get your spouse enrolled in education. So for me, you know, I had those benefits through the DOD, and everybody in the DOD, including Coast Guard, that's where our benefits come from. You just log into MilConnect.com and you go to this little drop-down menu where it has your benefits, and you click on transfer benefits. You type in the number of months for us post 9/11 members. And that's it. It gets transferred. It's in her name. And then Purdue University Global did absolutely everything after that.
Oh, wow.
The Veterans Affairs sent them a letter, and there was just correspondence between those two organizations, Purdue University Global and the Veterans Affairs. They did absolutely everything. It was no heartache on us. We just got a letter in the mail saying how many months she had left, and how many she's used. And that was it. It was, you know, 19 months in total, I think it was. And every month they'd send us a letter, and that was it. I did nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, Purdue looks, in fact, I know Purdue goes out of the way to make sure that our veterans and family members are taken care of. And I'm so proud to be associated, of course, with Purdue. I've been talking to Purdue for a long time, and I'd do anything for them. In fact, I always tell people, if somebody's going to help the military, I'm going to help them. And Purdue is the kind of organization, the kind of college that that wants to help our veterans and families each and every day. So I absolutely, you know, this may sound sort of corny, but I actually love them. You know, I love the fact that they're doing things that people should have been doing years ago, but they're doing it now. So, you know, I've God bless them. I'm Jack Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major in Army. We're talking with Nate and Casey Petrowski, and we're heading into our final segment today, and I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. In fact, I always like talking to everybody. No, I really like talking to Nate and Casey. I think they've just been so fun to talk about. What resources have you pursued to you know about that would help you, the audience, deal with some of the things they're dealing with now, similar challenges that you face as a military spouse? What other resources did they have in there that you could recommend to military spouse again?
Yeah, so my answer for this is really less technical and more bigger picture.
Yeah.
I'll let Nate get into the more technical stuff because
okay.
He's been such a big help when it comes to those resources that I don't know a lot of active duty members really know about. So for my bigger picture resource, you know, the Coast Guard military spouse community is a small but mighty one.
Yep.
Often because we fall under the Department of Homeland Security, we can be secluded from some support sites and may face different challenges from those military spouses that fall under the Department of Defense. So my advice is to surround yourself with a community of other Coast Guard military spouses that you can connect with on a circumstantial level, you know, how you can relate on circumstances. Those who are military spouses from other military branches that you can connect with on a level of similarity, but with something to learn. And then non-military spouses who you can learn from. I've learned some of my greatest insights from developing relationships from a mix of all of these. And, you know, one thing that I want to mention is the Coast Guard or military is not forever. So it's really important to develop those other relationships outside of the community, because you never know. One day you might develop a relationship who is non-military, but they just so happen to be a recruiter from a job that you're interested in. So I am a big advocate of surrounding yourself with different people you can learn from.
Yeah.
And I'll kind of turn it over to Nate for the more technical resources.
Go ahead, Nate. You got the tech. I'm going to add one thing to that. And you hit on a lot of good points. I always tell everybody, you know, now I don't think they give business cards. They sort of smash their phones together or something. But when you get that contact information, you get ready to get out of service about 2 years before you ever get out of service, start sending those people email, resumes, and stuff to prepare yourself. So I agree 100%. The key to success is contacts, relationships. If they know you and trust you, they'll certainly want to work with you. And I'm sure you guys will have no problem. There's no question about that. Nate, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. So a couple years ago, tuition assistance actually came out and began saying that they would start covering, you know, master's degree programs.
Yeah.
You can use tuition assistance for master's degrees now. And that was never like that before. And it's kind of like that with spousal funding now. There's a lot of resources out there for associate level degrees, certificates, and bachelor level degrees. But the higher education side, there's not a whole lot of. And to put it in perspective, you know, the DOD's definition of the military spouse often doesn't include Coast Guard spouses. So we kind of had to take that for what it was, because, I mean, you know how long it takes things to change sometimes. Mm-hmm. So we found as much resources as we could. The Trailhead Military, you know, that whole thing was about $4,500, and they gave it to her for free to start her career. Yeah. And then, you know, the Coast Guard Foundation has smaller scholarships like that. And then the Coast Guard grants. But other than that, there's not a whole lot of resources out there unless it's very specific degrees. So, for instance, like registered nurses or dentistry students, other PhD programs of the medical fields, there's grants out there to pay for licensing. But as far as paying for credits of higher education, there's not a whole lot out there for Coast Guard spouses.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah, I used to tell people you can change from your position down. And so as long as you stay in the Coast Guard and you continue to move up, remember those things. And we get to a position that you can change some of those things, you got to change it. The other thing I'll tell you is, I learned this in the Pentagon, no is just the start of the conversation. So a lot of people will tell you no about something, but that's just the start of the conversation. Don't worry about no, just keep moving. And change is a part of life. So, you know, when I look back at all the things I've seen changed in my life, it's unbelievable. I mean, one of the things I'm really proud of about being in the military, not just me, but all the services, we got the best pay raise that the military had ever gotten during the tenure that I was in the military. We, as a sergeant major in the Army, we got about a 24%, I would say 24% pay raise. And I think we're still going some good directions, but you gotta fight for what you need, and you gotta fight for the spouses. One of the things, Casey, I want to ask you, is there like an online program that military spouses can, especially in the Coast Guard, can get online, and even though we can't be close to each other, that you get online and sort of talk to each other?
Yeah, so a really great resource for me has been LinkedIn, actually, because you're surrounding yourself with a different, like, you can surround yourself with other Coast Guard military spouses, you can also surround yourself from other military spouses who have kind of been there, done that, who you could look up to as a mentor. Mm-hmm. And then I've also met people who were active duty, who are now veterans, that provide resume reviews. So LinkedIn is a really, I think it's an underrated resource. So I encourage all military spouses, if you're not on LinkedIn, please get on LinkedIn, because you will be so surprised to find how many resources there are, because everybody has seen this, the issues with transitioning out of the military, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So they have figured out how to develop a system to not have to, you know, struggle like a lot of military or those who were active duty coming out of the military struggle with.
Yeah.
Like basic resume writing.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing about that, you got to start only knowing, because I went through the same process. The problem we have in the military is a lot of times they wait till the last minute to prepare to get out of the service. That's why I tell people it's like 2 years out, you know, like you guys are doing now. You're getting your degree. You're really preparing yourself. So when you get ready to get out of the service, you'll be much farther ahead than I was. But about 2 years out, you ought to start floating that resume, talking to people, networking, doing all that other stuff. So that's important to do. And so I'm sure you guys are going to. I wrote down a couple things. I was listening to what you said. The one thing I think you ought to have, just a suggestion now, is you ought to have a military spouse's website for Coast Guard specifically. And the other thing that you ought to consider is whatever, what other family support groups, spouses groups within the other services, you find out who's the president in those groups and reach out to them. You know, I know the Coast Guard's about 40,000, but the Army's about 1.3 million. And so they have a lot of spouses groups that you can get a lot of great information, and I'm sure they'd love to share that with you. So you ought to think about that. And you're pretty aggressive. I can just hear that and see that. And I know Nate's been texting me, say she's really aggressive. Be careful. I think you ought to reach out to those other spouses, because you have the right kind of personality and the education to communicate with a lot of people. And I think you can help a lot of people. Hey, any final thoughts? I mean, unfortunately, we're going to have to wrap this up in just a couple of seconds. Any final thoughts that you guys like? Anything that you want to say, as long as it's something good about me? No, go ahead. Any final thoughts?
Yes, definitely. First of all, thank you, Sergeant Major, for having us on.
Well, thank you.
And for our audience and anyone listening, whether you're active duty, a military spouse, or someone who's considered an ally, if you're unsure of what resources are out there, please contact me on LinkedIn or send me an email at casey.petrowski@gmail.com or my husband, Nate, at nate.petrowski@gmail.com.
There you go. Yeah. So, well, they're not just talking about it. They're saying to reach out to me. We'll help you all that we can. You may be surprised. You may get at least one or two. Nate, go ahead. Anything from you, buddy?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, the one thing I want to point out to not only military spouses, but the active duty member themselves, always pursue that next biggest thing, you know, whether it be for yourself, your unit, your spouse, or, you know, individually, per individual person. You know, nothing good grows in stagnant water. So absolutely. If there's always an opportunity out there to reach that next level, do it. You know, it's a long life, short life, but long one at the same time.
Yeah.
And you're only in the military for so long. Nobody's in the military to get rich.
But it didn't work out. Go ahead.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You know, so for me, I can retire at 38 years old.
Yeah.
My 20-year mark is 38. Guess what? I have 20 more years after that until my retirement hits.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's funny you say that, because my goal when I first went in the service was 20 years, and I was a sergeant major at about 18 years or 18 and a half years, 19 years, I can't remember, and I went to a battalion and a brigade, and I got the brigade, and I said, well, this is it, I'm going to retire, and somebody says, hey, you want to do this? Well, you know, it doesn't look too bad, so I did that job, and then that job, and then that job, and then every time I get ready to retire, they'd sort of say, well, you got to consider doing this. And I just kept doing it because, quite frankly, if you love it, do it. Casey, I know you both love what you're doing. If you love it, don't stop doing what you're doing. Enjoy life. There's something I'd ask you to do, too. You know, Your Next Mission podcast is not just the normal podcast. It's a podcast for all our veterans and families. So I'd ask you to spread the word around. We'd like to get a lot of followers. We've grown a great deal. This is our first season. We've grown, I can't believe we've really grown pretty big here in just 1 year. But we want to be the voice of the military. And so share our contact information. Get your friends to be followers of us. And if they got something that they want to tell us about the podcast, you know, that we want to hear from them. We want them to come on the show. So, I've enjoyed just talking to you. Casey, Nathan, thanks a lot. And thanks to today for just being on the podcast. And please visit our website at yournextmission.org or leave me a review. Hopefully, I always say it's got to be a good review. But if you got a bad one, go ahead and tell me. I'm a big guy. I can take it. You can also visit our partners there who can provide you with so many services that will assist you in your transition, from the military. And that's what we want to do. We want to help you just as much as we can. Also, please visit our corporate partners and see all the jobs that are available for you. You know, it's not just about talking about taking care of people. We want to do that. We want to help you find employment if we can. And please know we want to assist you any way that we can. I always tell my kids, I want to assist you any way you can, but I'm just not going to give you money, you know, but we want to help you all that we can. And again, we're just not talking about it. We're going to do it. And please follow us on my personal social media channels. I thought I'd never, ever say that. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And thanks again to Nathan and Casey Petrowski for being on with us today. It was really, really refreshing having you on the podcast, because you're two outstanding and just great people, and I bless you and your daughter for all successes in life. I also tell you that it's not what you have, it's what you do with what you have. And Casey, I think that what you have is so much. Nathan, what you have is so much, and so share that with everybody. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message or send me a text at 844-424-1134, or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. I want to end each podcast with a little story about me and my experiences in the Army and life. I would tell you that I always love to tell the stories. Probably you can see in the picture back there. I, I was a picture of me in a baseball picture. I was the only kid that didn't have a uniform. He was too poor to have a uniform. My parents couldn't buy me a uniform. In the last 2.5 years of my life, I lived in a laundry room, just big enough for a bed. And I'd pick my feet up every night and I'd, you know, close the door and add a little cord. I'd turn the light on. I had three or four shelves. I can't remember. And I'd put my clothes up there. And I had a little vent. If you've ever been in a laundry room, they got these little wiry mesh vents. I'd look out. And I couldn't see too much, but I'd look out. My friends would come in there and I'd say, hey, are you in there? I'd say, yeah, leave me alone. I'm sleeping. But it's not where you start in life. It's where you finish. And don't, like, just like Nate and Casey, don't let things slow you down. Enjoy life. Pursue your education. Purdue's a great university, and they want to help people out and do that. It's again, it's not about today. It's about 20 years. It's about 50 years. It's about however long you want to live, but it's about preparing yourself in life. And education is the key to success in life, and that's what you guys are doing, and that's what I hope our listeners are getting today. Just don't sit on your duff and say, I can't do it. Don't just sit there and say, I'm not smart enough. The only thing that stops you in life is you, and you just got to keep pushing in life and enjoy life. Enjoy each and every day, and you know, I always tell people, be positive in life. You know, everybody, one last thing, and I'll be quiet. I'm on a roll here right now, but every time I walk by someone, I say, hi, good morning, how are you doing? And I look them in the eye. That's what I'd ask our listener to do. You know, smile goes a long way in life. And share that smile, share that positive feeling with everybody that you're around. Again, thanks you for listening today. You know, I got to thanks you to the media. And of course, our four presenting sponsors, Calvary Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans. We certainly love all that they do each and every day. And we appreciate, you know, all our military. We appreciate all they do for our military. And so, as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.
Cloudcast Media.